Greetings and welcome to another edition, the FPL Dilemma for a Football Addict, the official podcast of the Football Addicts Facebook community. Alright, so after some discussion with a few of the fellows on the Football Addicts community, I've decided to go into some more depth about the Eden Hazard situation, the selection dilemma that people seem to be having for their Game Week 1 teams. So yeah, as I said, I'm going to talk about Eden Hazard and some of the reasons why you should be getting him in, and also some of the reasons why you might not get him in. So basically, essentially, I'll be talking about the pros and the cons of getting Eden Hazard in your team. I think in some of the conversations I was having today, I think Josh Wilson and might have been Josh Williams as well, and I think there's a few other guys in there. And I think I pretty well just established that, for me personally, it's just going to be a toying cost just before deadline as to whether I'm going to get Hazard or not. But I think preparing for it's really important, and preparing, you know, which ways you'll go about it, like what setups you'll do, you know, to accommodate Hazard or not. So I'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the piece. So I mean, at the moment, I'm thinking that this is a really imperative aspect of Fantasy Premier League at the moment and your team decision. This decision in particular, you know, as to whether you get Hazard or not, is really going to really impact the destiny of your team for the first few game weeks. And I think it really will determine what trades you're going to make in those first few game weeks. I haven't sort of experienced a player selection as traumatic as this one before, probably since Robin Van Persie in season 2012-2013. And of course, you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, I mean, whether you should be getting Chelsea maestro Eden Hazard or not, you know, it's a real quandary at the moment. And I feel like I sort of almost have bipolar syndrome. You know, one minute I'm trying to scramble him in, you know, taking 0.1 off the defence, 0.5 off the defence, 0.5 off, you know, my 9 million midfielder, downgrading Ivanovic, Jaspilicueta, you know, shaving anything off anything, and all to get, you know, this fella named Hazard in. So, you know, so why do I keep doing this? Why do I keep reopening, you know, this gaping wound of complexity? Well, you know, it's pretty simple. When it comes down to it, Eden Hazard is owned by over 50% of the game. So at least half of the managers that have enrolled into the FPL game own him. Now, I'm not sure what the exact number is, but I think towards the back end of last season, there was over 3 million people playing. So that's, you know, that's 1.5 million people potentially will have Hazard in their team. So basically, the topic of this podcast will be, you know, should you get Hazard in or not? And I'll talk about both sides. I probably will favour one side, but it doesn't mean I'm going to do that. I mean, because at the moment I really have no idea, and like every couple of hours I'm changing, and I'm, you know, when I'm tinkering, and I'm tinkering all the time at the moment because it's so much fun. So I mean, I think at the time of broadcasting this, I'm not going to get Hazard in for a few reasons. I'm going to reflect on this decision and administer some of the pros and cons for not going with Hazard. All right, so the pros of not going with Hazard. All right, so these are the good things for not going with him. So the first reason is just get Fabregas in instead. It's pretty well scientifically proven. Well, I mean, not really, but it's a funny little anomaly that Fabregas starts all seasons like a nuclear reactor. I mean, if you look at every season since his Arsenal days, every season he starts like crazy. You know, he racks up the assists and he scores a few goals as well. And then he totally just dies off in that 20-game split. I mean, there's no science behind it. It's just a really strange anomaly. And it happens every season. And last season was no different. And it really came to the determinant to Eden Hazard owners. And I think this is an example of where history has a pretty decent chance of repeating itself. You know, I hate relying on history to repeat itself to get my success, but getting Fabregas instead will give you that 2.5 million. So this could be the difference between someone like, you know, Matt Ritchie and Sadio Mane to Raheem Sterling and Nasir Chadli. So, I mean, the potential, I mean, is limitless. So if you want the Chelsea coverage, you want to get the three Chelsea because they're the champions, even though the fixtures aren't particularly good, just get Fabregas instead, or just get a 9 million player instead. So that's what a lot of people are doing. They're getting Fabregas instead because it's pretty well proven that he starts off really well, and people are banking on that history is going to repeat itself this year, which is probably a little silly as well. So that's something to think about. All right, so let's move on to the second point. The second point is that Costa is just a good captaincy option, if not better. You see, in my initial draft, I had Hazard and Chelsea striker Diego Costa as well, because I think both are close to being essential. No player's essential, but they are as close as you're going to get. But yep, both are good captaincy options for game week one, but I probably wouldn't captain either of them after game week one for a while. I think if you have a look at the fixtures, it just seems like you have more potential downgrading one of those options, because either are such good captaincy options, if you get what I mean, that for me there just doesn't seem much point holding both of them when you can only captain one of them. All right, in a game. I mean, if you could captain both and go for it, like, that'd be awesome. But you know, on that point, I think Costa probably has more upside for game week one as the captaincy option. They are playing Swansea, I believe, and if you look at sort of the past stats, the past few games against Swansea, Hazard's performed really poorly, and Costa and Fabregas have torn up, which is pretty well irrelevant. But it's just, you know, I'm just saying. Costa actually has a bigger points per game stat than Hazard last season, so more, and obviously more potential to explode. I mean, he can easily grab a brace where Hazard's points trickle in. So couple that with the fact that Hazard, you know, he started slow last season. I think he started slow the season before that as well. I think it's definitely a viable option going Fabregas instead of Hazard. So, I mean, at the moment, and I put this to the Football Addicts community today, and I published a poll. For me, it's just coming down to Hazard and Benteke versus Costa and Fabregas. I don't think, it's just not applicable getting Costa and Hazard in the same team, because you will be getting three Chelsea, and I think if you're going to get three Chelsea, having Hazard and Costa, it just takes too much out of your budget. It's just not viable. I think the Benteke pick is still a bit risky if you go that Hazard Benteke option. And I mean, at this point, I'm trying to eliminate as many risks as possible. I know not going with Hazard's a bit risky, but you know, as I said, I think Costa will score the same, if not better, than Hazard. Cool. So that's the second point. Let's move on to the third point. So the third point is not getting Hazard. It doesn't kill the rest of your midfield and your defence, and I think it probably does give you a little bit more flexibility. I'd really suggest not setting your team up and planning for a wild card. I mean, you're probably wild card early anyway, and I probably will as well. But I think planning your team for a wild card's a bit short sighted. I don't suggest that, because plans just go out the window. So because of this, I think making your team as balanced as possible, with options to downgrade not only in defence but not only in midfield but even in defence and in the striker department as well. The thing with Hazard is if you start with him, you're not going to get rid of him. And once you get him in, he stays there. He's going to stay there. Like he's lock in, and you just forget about him. I think it's important to have a balanced cover for flexibility so you can get those bandwagons in quickly. With Fabregas in there instead of Hazard, I currently got two 9 million midfielders, an 8.5 and a 7. So I'm prepared to downgrade one of those 9 midfielders if I need to, if there's a bandwagon. And then that gives me cash to potentially use up front to bring in Aguero. If you do get Hazard in, it is possible to get Costa in, I think, but it's really to the detriment of your team. So as I said, it's really a choice of Hazard, Benteke, or Fabregas and Costa. I think if you get Benteke and Hazard, I think that really limits your chances of getting Aguero in quickly. With the front line of Costa and Rooney to begin with, and you know, some nine million midfielders, the flexibility of easily downgrading one of them to a bandwagon and then getting an Aguero it'll be a lot smoother. I think this is really the main reason why I like the Costa and Fabregas option more than the Hazard one at the moment. It just gives you more balance, and it makes an easy transition to get Aguero in, who I think is more essential than Hazard. Yeah, I think that's a statement I'm making. Definitely Aguero is more important than Hazard because he has the potential to explode. Okay, so that leaves us with the negatives. So the negatives of not getting Hazard. So these are the reasons why you should get him. Three reasons. First one, ownership. Second, if Hazard does start poorly, it's not going to hurt so much. The third point is Hazard's still on penalties. Cool. So the three main reasons. So let's quickly go over them. So the first reason, crazy ownership. Yeah, if you go without Hazard and he scores well, it's going to seriously affect your overall ranking on the outset. So Eden, as I said before, Eden Hazard is now owned by over 50% of the game, and you can pretty much guarantee that all those managers will captain him in game week one if they know what they're doing. So if he does score well, it's going to make you plummet in the overall ranking if the players, and in turn if the players that you've picked don't score as well. If you've got him and you're not going to captain him, then it's a pretty funny situation because you kind of do want him to do well, but not too well. Like you might maybe an assist and no bonus that gets him what five the clean sheet, probably a clean sheet. That's 6 points, which would be nice. And yeah, if you don't captain Hazard, like who are you going to captain? I mean, who's the next safest captain choice? Costa. I've decided getting both isn't a good idea. I think you probably should spread the risk a bit, in my opinion. That's the ownership. Really important. I think the only reason that you would get him in is because he is so highly owned, and he will just kill you. And if you don't get him in, he scores well, you're just going to be so down. It'll just ruin your weekend. All right, cool. So that's reason one. The reason two. Yeah, if Hazard does start poorly and say someone like Costa starts better, then it's not going to hurt you as much as opposed to the other way around, if you get what I mean. I mean, Costa has less ownership than Hazard, so if you get Hazard and you're super safe and Costa explodes, it's not going to hurt you so much in the overall ranking. All right, I think last year when it was Costa and Hazard, and Costa was supposed to be injured, and then he goes and scores a hat-trick against Everton, and that really hurt my overall ranking because Costa had more ownership than Hazard at the time, because Hazard started slowly, and people started getting rid of him. I know I started with him, but I didn't captain him, and it just killed me in the overall ranking, I think. So that's just a little anecdote. All right, cool. So the third point is, Hazard is still on penalties despite Costa getting that penalty and the last game week last season. So that's another sort of reason why you might want to get Hazard. So yeah, they're all the points. So it's funny, like, just going over the ownership thing, I've already decided that I should get Hazard in instead of Fabregas and Costa, going the Benteke Hazard route, because that's the safest route to go about it. Okay, and I know it might make my squad a little bit unbalanced, but I better change some things around. So I'm just thinking, when I started, talking and reading my notes, I had Fabregas and Costa in my team, but now that I've finished, I'm going to get Hazard and Benteke, bugger it. So how's that for you? It's just the fickle nature of the machine. I think Hazard's the ultimate safety choice. It might not be as flexible and easy to transition Aguero in, but, I'll still have a player like Silva or Sterling, 10 million, 9 million fella, and I'll have Ozil still there. So if need be, I can downgrade one of them to one of those inevitable 7, 6 million bandwagon options, someone like Chadley or, Richie or Charlie Adam or Arnautovic, some of those guys that really have the potential to kick a bandwagon. And I'll also manage to nail down a defence I think I'll be happy with. With Hazard, Benteke and Rooney. With Rooney and Hazard, I've got two good captaincy options like every week for a while. But in my defensive rotation, I won't have any 4.0 million defenders. If you've got Matt Target, then you should probably get rid of him. It looks like Bertrand is probably going to be fit for game week one, so he's not even going to get a game. And I think it's pretty futile in the first place because you aren't going to play him the first two game weeks anyway. because they're going to concede. But they'll concede in Newcastle, and they'll probably concede in that second game as well. So I'm pretty happy. I've got Hazard, I've got Rooney, I've got Benteke. I've got, you know, I can get another expensive midfielder like Silva. So I've still got some good balance. I won't have Ivanovic. I'll probably have Azpilicueta, I think. Well, that leaves that dilemma as well. I'll either have to get Ivanovic and Sterling or Azpilicueta and Silva. And I think the Azpilicueta Silva will make it a bit more balanced because, I mean, there's more I can it's more easy to downgrade Silva to someone than Ivanovic to someone. Cool. So that's it. That's a nice quick pop this morning. This evening, 15 minutes. So yeah, they're my reasons. So yeah, the verdict at the moment is to probably just get Hazard in, just play it safe, and just get Hazard in. If you're gonna get Hazard in, don't get Costa in. It just unbalances your squad. Cool. That's it, guys. No worries. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.